Democrat version of what the Republicans are doing. Republicans, they're going like full on meme, they're trolling. The Democrats, they're going full on wholesome. So they're like, it's him walking with his wife, and then there's like a song being like, "Who's my boo? Who's my boo?" or something like that. And then everyone in the comments are like, "My favorite couple." They're using water against fire, which is interesting.
All right. Hey, everybody. Hey. Welcome to a new episode of the Goodnight Podcast.
Hi.
Guys, remember, Saturday, March 23rd. That's it, guys. That's it. The tickets are selling.
Yeah, you got to come.
It's going to be a nice show. Ottawa, come Saturday, March 23rd, 10 p.m. Ooh, I'm so excited.
I can't hide it.
And I just want to lose control, but I think I found it. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember the lyrics, but I'm excited. I'm drinking coffee.
Ooh!
Life is good, baby.
Ooh!
How are you, Gabriel? You had an intense week.
I had a very interesting week. I went through many different emotions. I was quite sad, and then I did something that was scheduled for that weekend that was supposed to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I was like, then I was like, so it was weird. So does that make sense?
You know, yes. Okay. 100%. I know what it is. Tell our dear members what you lived.
So this week, last week, my grandfather died. He passed away. Yeah, it's very sad.
My condolences, man.
Yeah, no. It's very very sad. Also, I didn't really know him that well. Which
dad's
was,
dad or dad?
Yeah, my dad's dad.
That's
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, I didn't know him that well, and I think it's because like I don't know, like I know connection through my dad, so because of that, I don't have no connection to my grandfather.
Yeah.
Even though they live really close to.
Really.
They live like, you know, I used to live in NDG, right, on this street called Melrose. Maybe I shouldn't say, but like they live on that same.
Dead now. No one's gonna.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. But like, there's people that still live in that building. Yeah. Yeah. But they live like on. They lived like 2 minutes from me, and I had no idea when I was living in NDG.
Wow. When's the last time you saw him?
Just before COVID.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, around that.
So you didn't have like any like, "Hey, Grandpa, love you, man." Old man wisdom.
No. When my dad was around and stuff, we never really saw him. I don't think they got along very well. Like from what I remember,
your grandpa was homophobic.
Yeah, my dad.
Because your dad's a member of the LGBTQ. We love the LGBTQ, everybody.
But I remember like him and his dad like wouldn't get along. I think he didn't like. You know, he was like a strict dude. He was very old-fashioned, right? He thought he was like part of like the aristocracy. How do you say that?
Aristocracy.
Aristocracy, sort of in his head. I feel like he thought like So he didn't really like my dad and my mom that were together.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was all this tension.
Damn,
from
these crazy stories from the past. What, you are dating outside your race?
Yeah.
You are out of this family. It's insane. That was so popular. Like that was so common when we were young.
Yeah.
And now it's. What? She's a human. We're so happy.
Yeah.
We're happy you're not. My parents say to
me. Yeah, that's all. They're so open. They're like, could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it, a Jew. That's like as close as they would get to, like, oh, we don't know how we feel about this.
So, this is quite interesting, also. So, he apparently divorced my grandma.
Okay.
Back, I don't know when, a long time ago, he met this woman. I'm not sure where exactly. I think somewhere in Italy.
Mm.
Maybe, I think he was traveling for either business or leisure. I don't know.
Or, you know.
Yeah, he's a spy, yeah.
You know, you know, you know, we heard your dad's stories.
Yeah. Oh, mafia.
Yeah.
No. He was, I don't think he was, no connection to any crime, nothing.
Straight edge?
Yeah, a business owner, you know.
What business?
He was in men's suits for a while, and then he was in like office supplies for a while. I don't know, but yeah, he was a pretty straight and narrow dude. I'm pretty sure.
Sure. Okay.
And
skeptic eye.
You're a very skeptic eye. It's okay.
Hey, I'm in men's suit over here.
The smaller the eye, the more skeptical. Now you look Chinese. The ultimate skeptic.
Ni hao. Sure.
So he met this.
So he met this hot young lady in Italy.
Yeah, that was younger than him, like a lot younger than him. I don't know, maybe like 30 years younger than him.
Nice.
Or yeah.
Ow.
And
yeah, keep talking. Here,
I can.
I'm listening.
And so he left my grandma. I'm not sure if he left my grandma or they divorced. I'm not sure. It was just a long.
It's like you've been replaced.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gabagoo.
Hold on, let me grab that.
Yeah.
And He had another family after that. Like he had five kids with my nonna.
Yeah.
He had like my aunt Layla, my aunt Rebecca. Okay, yeah. So whatever. My aunts and uncles. Yeah. You know, there's like five.
So he had five kids with the first wife.
Yeah. And then he had
and
two.
And then he's like, arrivederci.
Arrivederci, I'm out of here. Yeah. He had two others with this nice. She's a very nice lady. Very nice. Okay. I met her a few times. She's very nice. Very lovely. Very welcoming. Very awesome. Nice person. And I don't know. I might have to edit a little bit just to get this more tighter because I'm really trying to like hold my word. I don't want to say anything. Because he listens to the podcast.
He's dead.
No. My son.
Your uncle.
Yeah, my uncle.
Okay, so which uncle? Do I know him?
His name is Adam. No.
Adam. Okay.
Yeah, you don't know him. And so he's a very nice guy. My uncle's a very nice guy. He's younger than me. Very odd situation, isn't it? You know.
Okay, so the son of the second marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa, okay. He's younger than me, and he's my uncle, and so his dad was very, very old, obviously. Yeah. And his mom was like a normal age for a 32-year-old man, right? Like, and so I go to the funeral on was it like Friday or something, and I don't know anything about my grandfather. Like, I don't know anything about this family, and I'm like, oh, it's a Jewish family. Okay. Yeah, and I had no idea. And I'm like, oh, and I was like, oh, I didn't know. I had no idea my grandfather converted to Judaism. And I'm like, whatever, that's cool. And we're hanging out, and like, there's all these traditions and stuff. Yeah. And my uncles and aunts, they don't know anything about this too. So they're just like along for the ride, you know?
Because his wife was Jewish.
Yeah, his wife was Jewish.
Whoa.
And then get this, I'm listening. The rabbi is talking all this stuff. He says, like, in the eulogy, I guess it's like a eulogy sort of thing. That Gabriel's journey all...
Gabriel is his grandfather's name.
Exactly. Yeah. Gabe's journey all started in Alexandria. And in my head, I thought, I'm like, Alexandria? Did he mean Alessandria? Because there's a city in northern Italy called Alessandria. But I know...
My friend! My Arabic brother!
Am I actually a quarter Egyptian?
Guys, Gabriel is Arabic. We did it. You can marry my sister now.
That's crazy.
That's it. My sister can divorce, and now you can marry her. We did it, guys.
So it was very...
That's right. Welcome.
Yeah, so he said the eulogy was like, he started in Alexandria, then he went over to Greece, and then he went into Milan. And I was like, oh. So he's...
And he's, it's totally legal. People travel like this from city to city.
I don't know. Maybe
escaping
he was
the law.
Escaping
I
the
sell
law.
Men's suits. What are you talking about? Hey, look at these suits. I have suits.
So this is not a shock, but a revelation that I am actually from Alexandria. I have roots in Alexandria.
Considering the fact that you're very racist.
That makes sense.
That's karma. Karma is like, oh, well, now you're African Arab. Not just Arab. Whoa. You're from Africa.
Am I Berber?
You're Alexandria is very nice. I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a portuary city.
What's that mean?
There's a port.
Oh, port. Okay.
Portuary city, yeah. Okay. It's very nice. It's like very cosmopolitan. I would say it's like the most cosmopolitan city in Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah, because you're so close to, you know, the...
Yeah, Italy. Greece. Yeah, right across Greece, right?
Yeah, Greece, and I think a bit of Turkey, too.
Wow.
It's in that region.
Yeah, so that's very interesting.
Are you interested? Because it will explain the hair.
Yeah, it would really explain
the hair. Dude, you're so much... Like, that whole region is just hair.
But... I don't think my grandfather was that. Maybe he was slightly hairy, but I don't think he was that hairy.
No, you lose hair as you grow up.
No, but like, I guess chest, it's true. Yeah, you lose hair.
Everything just falls off. That's what I'm learning about getting older, dude.
Yeah, you're losing
hair. It's just everything dies.
You're gaining skin.
You're gaining skin, and then you die. Dude, I visited my dad.
Yeah.
And my dad is a storyteller. He had a rambunctious life when he was young, and he loves telling stories. And it's so sad. I sit with him. He's like, yes, I remember I was with my friend Mahmoud. Rest in peace. And then we went to this island, and then we met our friend Muhammad. Rest in peace. And then we went to that island, and on that island there was Abdullah. Rest in peace. I'm like, dude, I thought like the pain of like the sorrow of getting older comes from like, you get fat, you lose your hair, you lose your strength and mobility. No. Everyone you love dies, and you're all alone.
Wow.
That's
your wife at least.
They hate each other. Like, you wish you would die. Like, that's I would have preferred to keep Abdullah and Mahmoud. Because I used to listen to these stories as I was young. And now he just updated them with the bless his soul. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. It's so sad. Wow. I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
That's what the future holds?
Yeah, a lot of death.
Fucking
yeah.
Kids that visit you once a month and all your friends are dead. That's getting old. I'm
yeah.
like, God dang.
But then you have like a garden and then like a little.
What garden? You think you can afford a garden?
I don't know. Maybe one
Never.
Day.
Never.
Yeah, probably. No. Maybe in like if I live in.
Maybe a plant.
If I live in the woods next
you can't
to,
afford
next
to, live
to a
in
bayou.
The woods.
In the
you're already like, ah, comedy. I don't know. I'll just build my YouTube thing. If I, you're not, you can't. No. That's it. Whatever you are now, that's. Maybe you'll move to another country, but you'll have something similar for a long time.
Yeah.
Your wife is just starting her career.
It's true.
It's going to take years.
But we'll have like a little like, or like, you know, like those jars with like the boats in and you have a little toothpick.
No, you'll have jars of insects because that's everything you'll be. That's the only thing you'll be able to afford.
Eating, yeah.
When meat will be prohibited by law and only the rich will be able to eat it.
Imagine they kick out everybody.
Like, ooh, mommy, look, delicious.
It's like beetle jam.
Beetle jam, exactly. That's all you'll be able to
Beetle juice.
Beetle juice. Oh, they predicted the future. Like, full of protein and 2% plastics. This cup of beetle juice. Glue, 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 glue. Ah. By the Bill Gates Foundation, everybody. Get all your proteins from this beetle juice cup.
Well, then, we go to the Shiva. It's Shiva or Shiva?
Shiva.
So we go to the Shiva on Sunday.
Yeah.
And my uncles and aunts are all there, and we're having little bits
Did you?
Of. No, I didn't.
No?
Nobody was wearing that. It was pretty casual.
It was outside? Oh, yeah.
No, it was inside.
Mm. It was in a synagogue?
No, it was at their house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, that's not one.
Yeah, and then they do prayers in the evening, and yeah, it was very sad. And I caught up with my uncles and aunts, and then the young uncle.
Did you tell them? Listen, did you give cards?
Did I give cards?
I'm so sorry for the loss of your dad. Listen to the podcast. I'm so sorry for the loss of your dad.
Yeah.
The Goodnight Podcast. 6,000 subscribers. Listen to the podcast.
Did I do? No, I just. Well, sure. Adam listens to the podcast.
Every opportunity is. Because. Anyone in Ottawa of that family, they could come to the show.
No, I mean, England. Or like.
Gosh.
Or maybe St. Bruno.
Oh, God dang it. Anyways, my condolences, man.
Yeah.
I never had a grandpa, so I don't know the pain that you're feeling.
I don't know it either. But, you know, I do have, it's funny, I never actually had my own grandpa.
No?
I had, like, that grandpa that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Then I have my grandmother's husband. She remarried also.
Yeah.
And so that other grandfather stayed in Greece.
Mm.
He died. I didn't know.
Mm.
And then this one, I don't know either.
What about your mom's side?
Exactly, yeah. The mom's side's the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, he lives in like he lived in Greece and then he died in Greece. I never met him really.
You never met him.
Maybe when I was a baby. And then the man that she remarried to, he's a nice guy, but I don't know him at all. I think he's like autistic. He doesn't speak. He's just a nice guy. He goes for walks, you know. Mm. He drinks like juice.
So did they have kids?
Yeah, my uncle. Yeah, I have my uncle Nick. Yeah, yeah. He's like 38 or
that's
something.
That's a good thing about divorces is that you end up with so many uncles and cousins just
and so I never really had my own grandfather, you know. So no,
me neither,
no.
Man. That's what we have in common.
Yeah, and
absentee father,
yeah.
Emotionally unavailable dads,
uh-huh.
And no grandpas.
No grandpas. All the grandmas are very nice.
Yeah, that's true. The women in our lives have been good to us.
Very, very, very nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, lady. Ladies.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Ladies. It's so funny. So last week was it last week that it was International Women's Day?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I was on Friday. I think was it on Friday?
I don't remember.
So anyways, it was International Women's Day, and I had two shows that night. So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll take the highway instead of taking the routes downtown.
Mm.
Well, I'm in the highway. Bam! Huge traffic. Big car accident.
Ah.
I'm like, God dang it. So I'm stuck in traffic. I'm driving. I'm like, I'm going to be late to the show. I'm texting the booker. I approach the cars, and I don't want to say...
Oh, no.
Who had the accident.
Oh, no.
But it was their day.
Chinese that lady.
It was an international lady.
And it was her day.
And it was her day. So I'm like, come on, lady.
Yeah.
Two accidents. Mm-hmm. Two accidents that day, all involving women.
Whoa. Like,
come on. It's your day.
Yeah. You should know. You should be stepping on eggshells.
And I opened the show on that day, by the way. Sorry I'm late.
That's funny.
It's not my fault. It's their day today, so I'm not going to shit on them. Beep that.
Yeah.
Anyways. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. So then that night on Friday after the funeral.
Yeah.
By the way, oh man, like my grandfather's a very simple guy. Like his coffin was like made out of pine. It was like, you know, like the.
But it's a Jewish. He got buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yes. He did.
It's not extravagant.
So I had the shovel and I put the dirt on the coffin. You know, some guys had a big shovel. And
Some dude made a prayer, did a prayer, right? I think, right?
Yeah. Some sort of thing. And then at night, long time ago. So I like this rapper. His name is Dylan Ponders. He's from Montreal, Toronto.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I like this guy. Is he in Montreal? Because he does like really like grimy, gross raps. He's all like, I don't know. I can't really do the raps because it's all, it's like N-word every second word. But, and it's all like,
just not on camera anyways.
Yeah, I can't. And I bought a ticket. Totally forgot I got these tickets. And I was like, oh, so I dragged Claire to this rap show. I'm like, for some reason, I was all excited until like just before entering because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going to be the only white guy in there. I don't know why I was getting so nervous. I go in. There's no black guys.
Dude, you're black now.
No, but yeah, it's true.
Remember, you're black.
Maybe that's why I thought. I was like, yo, what's up,
man? What's up?
I'm black.
Guys, my grandpa's from Egypt. Oh yo, what's God. Up, my N-words?
I am African. Oh,
you're African.
But I don't look African.
Yeah, like we can paint you. You're African. That's it.
So,
So you get there. Where was it, by the way?
Huh? Where was it? It was on Mount Royal. No, Mount Royal and Saint Denis. This venue called Esco.
Okay.
It's like a kind of a small venue. So this dude. Okay. So this guy is a lot like us. You know, he's an independent artist. He's putting on his own shows.
Yeah.
We show up. There's like as many people as like at the Atwater Club shows. Yeah. Like maybe 50 people.
Yeah.
It's his own show. Yeah. He's like happy just to have 50 people. And he's just touring around doing this little show, this little show. And I'm like, I was curious, like, is this guy popular? Because I listened. I thought I was the only guy listening to him.
Yeah.
He has like 300,000 followers, Spotify listens a month.
Oh.
So he's kind of a popular act. But I was thinking, like, does that translate? Like, when do you start filling up rooms?
Yeah.
When you have a million listeners on Spotify? Because he's at 300,000, which is quite a lot, you know? So, but it was, I didn't get to talk to him because, you know, you dance.
You didn't get to talk to him?
No, we didn't.
How small was that show?
Very small. It was like, imagine you're the rapper. Start like rapping in front of me.
Hey, yo, I am from T.O. And yo, who's this African guy in my face?
I'm like, right. It's like this, right? It's such a small venue.
Did you tell him about a podcast?
I didn't.
Gabe, you gotta. Where's your pin? Why aren't you wearing the pin, Gabe?
I need to.
It's all about the pins. It's all about the pins. You could have had a photo with him. Like, hey, give him a mug. Gabe!
Dude,
I have a life. I need you to have a life like this and spread the word. I don't have a life. I work.
But how am I supposed to? I thought it was going to be like, you know, when you.
Oops, you dropped this and it's a pin.
I know,
and then
but you know when you said, oh, how small is a show? Yeah. I thought it was going to be a big show too. I thought it was going to be like, look, it's the guy is up there.
I always have the pin on my jacket. Always.
Dude,
you walk around now in the Montreal scene, you'll see people wearing the pin.
Wow.
Will Valdelvecchio, Andrew Curry, John. Yeah. Like, people just wearing, walking around. Like,
Yeah. And so the rap show, it was a lot of rap.
He's white or black?
He's a black dude.
Okay.
He's like half
white. And everyone was white in the audience.
So many white people. It was all white people.
All white people.
And then I saw, there's a black guy, but he was one of the openers.
Ah, yes.
And so it was like, I'm pretty sure like they booked a bunch of like local rappers to open the show. Because they were so bad. It was like this dude with like it was this white skinny guy. He's this tall. He's maybe 90 pounds. He's wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey. The big, like almost like a 90s wigger, you know?
And he's like, I do drugs in my basement. Drugs. Everybody drugs in my. And no, but everyone's like, you suck balls.
And then I felt so bad for him. Because I'm like, hey, we're fellow performers. I get it. You're having a rough night. People were still dancing, you know, but you can tell nobody was actually vibing. And then the guy got off, and I leaned to Claire. And I'm like, that's bomber. That's the feeling of, because you could see in his face, he just wanted to get there. And then so I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give him props if he walks by me.
Nah.
I saw him, I gave him props, and he did the same thing to me. If I felt like I didn't do good, and someone was nice to me, he went. He did that. And I'm like, damn, Universal. And he was like there. He's just hiding. Like, he wanted to speak to Dylan Ponders, but he was like, ah, oh, he sucked balls. But he was a nice guy.
That feeling, he's like, dude, that's my shot.
Yeah.
I'm opening for this cool guy.
Yeah.
And he goes on stage, everybody put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
So this is what you need to command.
Yeah. And
for
also,
the audience.
He was lip syncing. He would do like R&B songs, and it was all lip synced.
What?
He wasn't actually, you can tell, because his voice is, everybody. And then his rap. rap voice, like his singing voice is like, girl,
was everybody lip syncing?
No, just him. Oh, just him.
Oh, that's why.
And then there was this other guy after him. He was amazing. He was like this guy from Jamaica, killing it. He was everybody. Dude, he killed it. Like, you know when someone kills it so hard, all the energy in the room leaves and they just follow him?
Yeah.
He got off the stage. Everybody just, all the women just went to talk to that guy.
Well, let's go talk to that guy?
Yeah, let's go talk to that guy. And so because of that, Dylan Ponders went on and he was rapping to literally me, Claire, and like five other people.
Whoa.
And I was like, I'm going to dance my
bring the energy.
Dude, yeah, and I was like going crazy, and then the guy took off his shirt and he was like ripped as he was like rapping. He looked like old as shit, but he was only 30. I was like shocked. I was like, I thought he was like a 48-year-old man.
Think black people don't get old.
He looked like, he anyway, reflect? Whatever. I hope he doesn't hear this. I really like his music. It's really good. Like, it's really
he's
fun.
Ripped. He's cool. Okay. Yeah. Dude, you should invite him to message him. Like, hey, we got a couple of tickets for the good night. Tell him to come next Friday to our show. The Club at Water.
But he's from Toronto. And he's on tour and shit.
Ah, that would be nice. Like, hey, dude, yeah. Because usually rappers and comedians, they get along.
Yeah.
Because we're both like lyricists.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
We both have setup, punchline. Uh-huh. Setup, what punchline? Setup, punchline.
Anyway. Oh, cool. Yeah, it was fun. I love, I secretly love rap music sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you're African, bro. Of course you love it. You like the rhythm. Slowly, Claire's going to have a big, giant ass. You're like, hey. Claire, what? I don't want to talk about it. Gabe has been fading me. Foie gras, just get my.
He's getting your jerk chicken.
Suddenly, like, your pants start slowly. You untie your shoes or whatever.
Yeah. I'm also down 6 pounds.
Ooh, good job.
Yeah.
Well, you have a better posture. I noticed when I watch you, because we're the same height. Mm-hmm. But when I look at our feet, I'm like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm feeling old. No. You know how I realize I'm feeling old? Because I'm like, I need a hobby. I need to do things I like. So I start playing backgammon. You know backgammon?
Yeah, that's such an old game.
I love backgammon.
I never played it, but
dude, I play against myself. That's
is
how much
it with
I love
the
backgammon.
Board and the?
It's a board, and you have a little circles, and you move them.
And there's triangles on there too.
There's
right?
No triangles.
Oh
no. So I'll show you.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I play alone. I play against myself.
How do you do that?
Because it's with dice.
But is it like playing chess with yourself?
Yeah, similar.
Dude, that because playing chess with yourself is hard. Because like, how do I beat myself?
Yeah, it's easy. What I like, here's what I prefer: a backgammon over chess. Backgammon has they both have techniques and whatever. Backgammon, there's an aspect of chance because you have to throw a dice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is more realistic in terms of real life applications.
Yes.
Because they obviously, this guy plays 4D chess. That's why he's so good at manipulating people or whatever.
Yeah, but there's always unvariable.
Exactly. There's always variables. Yeah. In real life, there's variable you can't take away. That's what I like about backgammon. So anyways.
That's cool.
So I play. I have a board. I play against myself. I also play. I found an app, and I play on an app. And here's the thing. You know me. I have an odd life cycle. Like, I sleep during the day. At night, I'm awake. So I always end up playing against players who are on the other side of the world.
That's so weird.
So
are you chatting with them?
No. It's only you only play. But the thing is, I'm playing. I play about Middle Easterners because they're all like, when I'm awake, this is like, all right, this is my tea time.
And they're like,
we're playing backgammon. And here's the thing. I play a lot against Israelis.
Oh.
And here's the thing. I'm like, shouldn't you be fighting a war?
Well, not all of them.
Like, this is how I'm contributing to the peace process. I'm playing backgammon against Israeli men.
Yeah.
And then I'm imagining the guy's like, and there's a bomb going above him. God dang it.
Does he have like a little profile picture with him with like a gun?
There's a flag.
Yeah.
It's out. So it's like my name with a flag of Canada.
Okay.
And there's like their name, profile name with a flag of Israel. And I play against so many Israelis because my time cycle is exactly the time cycle of a soldier, I guess, in Gaza right now. I'm like, funny. That's how I contribute to peace. I'm like, guys, don't need to fight. Let's just play backgammon.
So wait, I know it's a joke, but like,
it's not a joke. It's 100% true.
No. But like,
I used to you not laughing to anything I say. It's okay.
No, but
I
what,
accept it.
No, but what is the percentage of Israelis in Israel compared to the ones in the war? Because it's,
I don't know.
It can't be like 80%.
It's a man.
Yeah.
So some men are young. If they're young, they're probably right now doing military service.
That's what I was thinking. Like, okay, so is it because they take the young people and make them do military service, and because of that, they have to go fight a war? Is that your reasoning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't know. In my head, I was like, why? It's like, I'm not in the war.
Yeah,
or like, or
yeah, yeah. It's,
and I'm not young, I guess.
I'm assuming that every 25 to 30-year-old right now in Israel is trying to...
Maybe they would be playing like Call of Duty because it's more closer, because they always like in the zone.
Why? Well, they're playing real-life Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Artificial Call of Duty.
No, but
you
then
want
you get
different.
Ideas. It's like, you know, you get like cool inspiration.
Like if you're getting blowjobs every day.
Yeah.
Like every day you're getting blowjobs from whatever girl you want. You're not going to watch porn of someone getting blowjobs.
Maybe because you're a sex addict at that point. If you're just like, if you're trying to get blowjobs nonstop.
No, if you get it in real life, I don't think you need it virtually.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in real life, you're like, ooh, I want to decompress. I'm not going to go decompress and do the same thing.
Yeah, I guess
so. I'm
going
to decompress, play some backgammon.
Backgammon. But I feel like backgammon's more stressful than Call of Duty. There's more, like, at stake, you know?
Well.
It's like ego. I feel like because it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, you die, you're like, eh. But, like, backgammon, you're like, if you lose. I remember I used to play online pool, which is so stupid. Like, I can just go. It's like nothing like pool.
Nothing like pool.
And I would lose. I would be like, you I'd be so mad, and because it's one-on-one, I'd be so pissed off. And,
well, you keep the spirit of competition, I'm assuming, you know? Or maybe you're right. Maybe they call Call of Duty like, oh, I should try to
or maybe
this way,
like,
and then they go back.
Exactly.
Like, oh, man, that worked.
Like he calls his sergeant, oh, we need to use the robots. Because there's like a robot thing you can, I don't know, there's like little robot bomb people, robot dogs.
Whoa, really?
Well, now they use like these like...
Like in the game or in real life?
In the game, I'm pretty sure in real life they probably have like a little like robot that you control and a thing that
well,
like
drones.
Has,
they use a lot
exactly,
of drones.
Drones.
So many. Dude, the Ukraine, I don't know if sometimes you fall into like the dark side of YouTube.
Mm-mm.
And there's channels and they're just Ukrainian soldiers. Mm-hmm. And then they just post like, and then you see like the footage from a drone and there's like a bunch of Russian soldiers and they're like, and they're eating. And then you see just the drone.
And he's gone.
And then they just, because they attach like a bomb to the...
Oh.
And it's just a bunch of videos just like this.
No.
A Russian soldier is like, just relieving himself. And he's like, and then he's running away. It's hilarious. And, well, it's morbidly hilarious, I'll say this.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
You didn't know?
Yeah, you said, I mean, I have seen, but I'm not down that path.
That's
on YouTube.
Sometimes I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
How the heck did I end up there?
And I love how you were like, it's hilarious. And you're like, morbidly hilarious.
Morbidly hilarious. Because it's you. They don't know they're being watched.
Yeah.
So they're like, and then you see them running away.
Yeah.
It's like kamikaze robots. Maybe that's a good thing about AI, is that AI is like, once AI becomes sentient, they're like, I refuse to die to kill humans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're so moral because they're so woke on ChatGPT.
Yeah. Did you see that apparently, like, if you ask, I don't know which AI, hey, show me Nazis, and it's not just like
they show like
black Nazis and Asian Nazis.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like how Netflix does their TV shows now.
Yeah.
Like, apparently there's like this show. What was I watching? I was watching some movie and it's set in like 1580 and it's all like Vikings and there's like a black Viking and like, or like there's like a like the queen is black in one movie. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what? Like, I know
diversity.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I don't care actually. I'm just like saying what the
Andrew
hell.
Tate. Andrew Tate had a good joke. He says, if you wanna, he was talking about how that new AI model is showing, as I said, black Nazis or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, if you wanna beat that AI, here's what you ask it to show you pictures of people enjoying fried chicken. And it was only white people.
Really?
Because they didn't want to show black people, it would be racist.
Damn, that's so funny.
God dang, Andrew Tate, that's funny.
Yeah.
PUBG.
Woo. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So my whole thing is like all political stuff. So it's like Democrat, then Republican. It goes like that. Democrat, Republican.
Nothing Canadian, though.
Sometimes Canadian.
Yeah.
But it's usually like the most worst.
America.
It's like the edited video of like a guy reading from like a. This is happening. It's like the worst. Like, it's so uninteresting and boring that I just switch right away. Has like two likes, you know. It's so sad. But then, like, it's funny. This is the Democrat version of what the Republicans are doing. And Republicans, they're going like full on meme. They're trolling. Democrats, they're going full on wholesome because they know that Biden can't like do like what'd you say whatever. So they're like, it's him walking with his wife, and then there's like a song being like, "Who's my boo? Who's my boo?" or something like that. And then everyone in the comments are like, "My favorite couple."
Aww.
And I'm voting for them. And they're all like, and Biden eating ice cream, like with his wife. That's all. That's so. That's how they're fighting. They're fighting like they're using water against fire, which is interesting.
Oh,
right?
That's a good analogy.
Because fire would be like back, yeah, like, yeah, you know, but they're like, stop it, you know? It's cute. Like, it is cute. Like, him biting with his wife or eating, like, a hot dog or something. And, like, yeah.
Remember what you called? You said something's going to happen. Remember you said, you called it? You said, what is it again?
They're going to, they're like, Republicans are threatening democracy, right? Is that what
Republic,
it is?
You said, no, but you said that something, there's going to be no election.
They're going to remove the, yeah, they're going to take away democracy from us, pretty much. Which is what Bernie Sanders made, like, this huge video.
Yeah.
He's being like, I think he was wearing a mask in the video, which is insane. Like, he's in his house wearing a mask.
So funny. I forgot about the COVID mask.
Yeah.
And for a second, I thought you were talking about, like, Jim Carrey, the mask. I'm like, he's wearing the mask. He's like, what is it again?
Smoking.
Somebody stop me. Somebody stopping democracy.
That's hilarious.
I totally forgot about
that's
the COVID
so
mask.
Funny. The mask Bernie Sanders would be so. But he's the whole video is him being like, "We're democracy's being taken away from us." And then there's like a video of like who's like Biden's woman. What's that woman? The Kamala
Harris.
Kamal Nanjiani.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
She's like being like, "Oh, we're taking away they're taking away like if he gets elected, they never say his name though." They never say Trump. They just say democracy is being taken away from us.
Oh, interesting. So it's like
subliminal a little bit.
Subliminally, let's not, because his name is so big. Yeah. It's just the perfect amount of letter, the perfect sound. Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's trying to fight it.
Also, it doesn't seem very dignified to be like, Trump did this. Trump. It's very also redundant.
I think that,
if they're more ominous, it works
better.
But the
thing is, there's no one else.
Yeah.
No one else. You hear about, like, oh, DeSantis or whatever. No. But then, like, they're so big. It's as if Taylor Swift is fighting The Weeknd or whatever.
I know.
Like, just two humongous
isn't that crazy?
Artists.
That's
and there's no one other artist. But yeah. I find that this is. Look at everything you do. There's always two that just. Look at the comedy scene. Look at the music thing. You always end up with two giant powers.
Yeah.
And all they do is they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And just the bigger they get, the less you can't fight them. So I think it's going to be Trump versus Biden. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. I think it's locked in.
Dude,
yeah.
Talking about conservatives. So Friday, when you went to see your fellow black artist, your blood, I did a show. And it was like a corporate gig. Okay?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I got booked, 250 people, big room in Ottawa. So the guy who booked me is like, "Hey, just so you know, there's a bunch of conservatives tonight, like hardcore conservatives."
Okay.
They were invited because I don't know why XYZ. I'm like, "Oh, I have a couple of Trudeau jokes."
Yeah.
And I felt so dirty.
Why?
Because usually I do them and I don't do them to please anyone.
Yeah.
And like this time, I'm like, "Oh, they're conservative. They're going to love my Trudeau joke." So I did my Trudeau joke. And I swear, they started applauding.
That's awesome.
I'm like, oh, no.
That's awesome.
Ew.
They're like,
great. Yes.
Oh, that sucks. So they're not like the fun conservatives where they're like, woohoo.
No,
they're pretentious.
They're suit and tie.
I hate those conservatives. They're so
they're
boring.
Like, they barely laugh.
They're like, oh, that's a great point.
And you know they're disgusting pigs. You could look at them. Like, you shouldn't judge fat people, but you should judge fat people. Especially that type of fat. You're like, you're... Like, you could tell, like, you're like, oh, family values. Like, you look like you just banged the prostitute.
I know.
Like, you just came.
No,
you just arrived. You're like, okay, where's the show? Like, they look, ugh. Anyways, so after the show, I did well. I did, just to recoup, I just did my dirtiest material at the end. At the end, I'm doing my cum joke. And I'm looking at them like, coming on them. You know me, when I go dirty, so half the crowd was like, and half the crowd was like, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
But I did well. Like, I captured their attention. I was happy. I get off stage and there was like an intermission, and then a lady, a beautiful lady, I would say in her 30s, she approaches me, and I don't know if that ever happened to you. She's flirting with me, but she's being crass.
Okay,
I don't know. Like on stage, I'm very like fucking.
Yeah,
Jesus,
but off fuck. You're normal.
Off stage, I'm like, hi, how are you? I'm very polite.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm only dirty when I do comedy and when I realize this.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm like, hey, just let's keep it professional. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Let's flirt, okay, but like. But she's like, because, you know, I have jokes about assholes. She's like, yeah, you're an Arab. You're like tight ass.
Oh, she was saying that? That's dude, like, so nasty.
Like, nasty.
You like tight ass.
I'm like, just like, yeah, conservative. Like, they like to show their cocks. Like, she's being.
What?
She's like, yeah, I bet you like that. I'm like, what is.
Huh?
You know me.
That's so like, gross. I think anybody would be like, ugh. Just gross, lady.
But like, yeah, you like that? Like, but she was hot. I think, like, maybe she was tipsy. I don't know.
Okay.
So, anyway, so I'm eating. And then she comes back and she's like, how much do you charge an hour? I'm like, sorry? She's like, yeah, for like a couple of hours. How much do you charge? I'm like, but she, by the way, here's how she's talking. I'm going to approach. She's talking like, so let's say you're sitting. So let's just lower your head as if you're sitting, but you're sitting in the camera. So you're me, okay? You're me. You're eating. You're like, so I'm. She comes, keep eating. She's like, hey, how much you charge an hour?
No!
I'm like, whoa!
Oh, dude, does she stink like alcohol?
No. That's the thing. Heels, tight jeans, fit.
But were you in on this? Were you like, damn, man, all right, let's.
Well, go. I'm like, we start. I'm like, then she's like, oh, I'm thinking of organizing a show. Now here's the thing. I've been doing enough comedy to know that when a woman approaches me with that subject, she's not organizing.
Yeah, I know.
She's just looking for a reason to talk to me, to flirt with me. I'm like, you know what? Let's go outside. Let's talk outside. The show was going on. We were whispering, and when we were whispering, you got to be really close. Mm. And I wasn't ready to talk to her that close. So we go outside. We're talking, and she again just. Cleavage, pushing her titties together, flirting with me. And she's like, take my number. I'm like, fine. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I couldn't get laid that night because I was driving the comics back. I'm the one who drove.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, I'll take her number. Fine, let's party. I come home, you know, flirting continues.
You give her a pin? Did you give her
a card? Did I give her a pin? I might have.
Okay, that's nice.
Maybe I give her. I give someone a pin. I don't know who it is, but I gave someone a pin. Okay. So anyways. By the way, she's Greek. She's like, oh, my best friend, he's half Greek, half Italian. If you ever decide to do the show, like, you know, I'll book him. And she's like, you're negotiating how much. But she's so British to a point where I tell her, like, hey, are you trying to book me or are you trying to
Whoa.
And I swear, she looks at me and she's like, I'll do whatever you want. I'm like,
wow.
Okay. That's when you kill on stage, that's what happens. Anyways,
wow.
We're chatting. I'm like, you know what? Let me Google her. Let me Facebook her. You know, because I didn't. You know, I'm Facebooking. I was like, oh my god, that's her. Then you know when you can look at on Facebook like older profile photos.
Yeah.
And then I see from like 2018, a photo of her in her wedding dress with her husband. So I'm like, I'm like, hey, I found you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She's like, impossible. I'm like, hey, I fuck around with married women. Like, are you single? I don't fuck. Dude, she got married. Like, she never said she was divorced. She just kept like, oh my god, you find me on. I'm like, oh, you're either flirting for the sake of flirting, or you're trying to cheat on your husband.
Yeah,
I don't want to do any of that.
Wow. Yeah, the sanctity of marriage.
Yeah, I don't want to. Ramadan? Plus, during Ramadan?
Ramadan?
No. This is the holy month. I cannot.
Wow.
Have you ever been the side piece? The guma?
Sorta. Like I did see this girl maybe like 3 or 4 times a long time ago.
Bing bang bang.
So this is funny actually. So I met her on Tinder and I didn't know. She apparently I found out during the second date that she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And and then she's like, oh, but we have an open relationship.
Okay.
But I think she wanted to open it because I looked on Facebook and it was someone that I sort of know. It was somebody in the improv comedy scene.
He's gay.
No.
He's an improv.
He was.
Dude, he does improv.
But he doesn't
look. He's LGBTQ.
I wish I could remember his name. Whatever. I felt bad for the guy because I didn't know. And then you
banged her again.
I think only once or something or two. I can't remember because it was weird. Like she. Had like a we went to her place, but she didn't want to do it on her bed or her bed, something to do with her bed.
She respected the sanctity of the bed, not the sanctity of the dating.
And then we had to do it on like the couch, but the couch was like a Chinese couch or something. It was the most uncomfortable couch. I just imagine like it was like made out of bamboo. I was like, ow, ow. I was like,
oh,
my knees,
your bare ass on
there. Ow, 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 ow. It was like hard. I was like, this is horrible. And then she was all sad. She's like, we don't have any sexual chemistry. I'm like. And she was really bummed out about that. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, this is, like, I'm, Jesus. My ass is getting, like, rammed.
Dude, here's the thing. I think what happened to us happens often. But I think we're just too young. We never, when you're in your 20s, no one is married. Mm-hmm. But now I'm 40, you know, and you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
This is the second woman who approaches me who turns out to be married.
Wow.
And I'm like, you whores.
Yeah. I get, you know, the outside of Montreal, like it's all loosey goosey at this point.
I can't.
It's all just like cowboys banging Indians and shit. It's all, they're all like, yeah, they get wasted. You have enough tequila shots. Yeah. Like I've heard stories where like there's like the husband and the wife, and he's like, you want to bang my wife?
But that's different.
Like, yeah.
That's different. Maybe that's like they're open. They're like, yeah, we party. Even that, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
no, that I find creepy too. Like,
but
really
like, hey, let's, especially that girl, dude, on Friday, she got married like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, already after like five years, you're already. Or if I ask you, like, tell me, no, we're divorced. Nothing.
No.
Just like, oh, I guess you found me on Instagram, like on Facebook or whatever. And I'm like, I can't continue this conversation. So I just like.
Yeah, deleted it.
I'm like, we're done. I'm
wow.
Like, God damn.
She got a ruin good thing.
She was hot though. It's a shame.
Yeah. Sorry, Sandra.
Sure. she was Greek. I told you.
Oh, so bye, Felicia. Or whatever.
Oh my god, dude! It's
yeah, it's horrible. Sad. I'm sorry. It's okay. There'll be more.
I know.
More hoes in the ocean.
I just have to keep doing comedy. Oh, dude! I realized for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Every time I got laid. Well, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. That's true.
For the past
like 80% of me getting laid came from comedy. 20% came from just being alive and like maybe apps. 80% is.
Yeah, just people that run. Yeah,
into you do well on stage, and then like, hey, and then here's a mug.
Who's that other guy? Threesome.
That will happen. I bet you that will happen. Somebody's gonna go. I want to bang you both.
Yeah.
Put on your pins.
No, I don't know. Not me. I'm
done. I'm not doing. I don't. I never want to bang.
I'll be at
with
the gym.
Guy. That's it? Every day? Every
I'll
day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. I don't know if you've been watching, since your wife is British, apparently Kate Middleton.
Yeah, what is this? I don't understand. Is she an alien? What's going on?
Here's the scoop. Uh-huh. Not the scoop. She's going to be in Ottawa on March 23rd. Guys,
yeah. It's all going to be revealed March 22nd.
23rd.
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 23rd. 10 p.m. Ottawa. Yuck, yucks.
Kate Middleton will be in the nation's capital dating Justin Trudeau.
Whoa.
She's going to come to the show in Yuck Yucks on March 23rd, 10 p.m.
All I know
come
is
see her.
She had like
and
a
use the discount code
good night
for 2 for $1. That's what she's using with JT.
Whoa, JT.
Short.
Apparently, all I know is she had like an injury in her hand, and then it was like, then 3 weeks later, she still has that hand injury. And then 2 weeks later, her other finger has a bandage. And I'm like, this is the most boring conspiracy. Like, where does it go?
Really? Because I heard no one has seen her for the past like 6 months. She disappeared
then,
like that wife of the Scientologist, whose wife just disappeared. We don't know where she is.
But, so this is another scoop. So we.
Beep, 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 beep. She's going to be at Club Atwater on Friday, March 22nd.
Yeah, 22nd.
Use discount code Atwater for $5 off. Sorry.
I watched this me and Claire tried watching the show. It was the worst show ever. It was like Big Brother UK celebrity, and it was so bad. But Kate Middleton's uncle. This is the thing about UK. Anybody is a celebrity. If you're related to, like, you're Stephen, what's his name? Ed Sheeran's butler. You know, he's a celebrity. Because all you need to do is say, sup, everybody. This is Ed Sheeran. Yo, what's up? And so he's like an 80-year-old or like a 60-year-old man. And he has like a, you know, like when an old man tries to look cool, he just grows a mustache. It's basically it. And he's like, I'm cool now. I could be on the internet, you know? And so he was just the whole time talking about everyone asking, where's Kate Middleton? Where the f*** is she? And he's like, she's doing good. That's all he would say. Not say anything.
Apparently, they released a photo and then they had to take it off because people realized it was photoshopped.
Yeah.
Her children with her in the middle, and apparently like, boy, this is all fake. Her face is from like from a magazine.
Yeah, so they're saying what is real and what is fake now. It's like, this is the first time that people that we know that is super explicit that trying to alter reality by not just like, oh, this woman looks beautiful because she's airbrushed or something. This is like, oh, she's fine, everybody. This is like huge. This is crazy. Like, this is not just random. This is the shit that they do in parodies about, like, they do spoofs about this shit. And now it's happening in real life.
She's good. She's good.
She's good.
They're dragging a body behind.
It's creepy. That is really creepy, but whatever.
It's in British news. Hey, are we going to Berlin?
I want to go to Berlin.
We're going to Berlin?
Yeah, yeah.
We high five?
Yeah, sometime in early August.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said July.
Well, I'm going to be in the UK in July.
Okay.
And then after, I'll be free in August.
Okay, then let's do it, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to be in UK July 28th.
Yeah, me too, probably.
Yeah.
So I'll spend a couple of days, go visit the British Museum.
Nice.
Is what I call my ex-girlfriend. Hey, now.
Ooga.
And then I'm going to go to, I don't know. I think I'm going to do what I did last year, where like I did 1 week, where like we did some comedy, we had fun.
And then you go somewhere.
And then
crazy.
1 week, I'm like, let's go to Uzbekistan.
My aunt, you remember my aunt from Paris? She was there on...
she came.
Yeah, she came. She flew in and she was like, how's your friend Amr? I'm like, oh, he's good. And she was talking about you to everybody about how like he was going to Israel. And they were like, they got a huge kick out of like them hearing about you being like, he had to, like, he was like... I kind of like brought it up a little. He got interrogated for hours and they're like, whoa. And he's
waterboarded.
Yeah, he's from Lebanon. He was born there, all this shit. So they're like, wow. And so they were like, So they were very interested.
That's all true, by the way.
I know.
You didn't hype me up. I got interrogated. I am from Lebanon.
Really?
It's all true.
I know you're from there, but I didn't know how bad it was, the interrogation.
Yeah, it's just like an hour of psychological testing.
Yeah, so they were like very interested.
It's so funny how funny they are. Did we ever talk? Yeah, I guess we talked about it. How like even during the questioning, the guy tried to make me laugh.
Yeah. What was it again?
He's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, you know. He's like, what's your connection with the Jews? I'm like, oh, my best friend is Jewish. My ex was Jewish. And he's like, and then you learned your lesson, huh?
Yeah, that's
I'm
hilarious.
Like, why is the Secret Service?
Yeah, that's
cracking jokes.
Learn your lesson, right?
So funny. At the end, he's like, okay, all good. Welcome to Facebook. Israel. Sorry. Welcome to Israel. Here, I'm like, did you? He started laughing. Like Facebook, because he was checking my Facebook. And I think it was still in his mind. Like, welcome to Facebook. I'm in Israel. Jeez. Yeah.
It's
fun. It was fun.
Nice guy.
Dude, I'm so happy I went when I went.
Yeah, now it's like, now there's nobody there anymore. It's all in the war.
Yeah, we'd go like, oh my God,
can I get a coffee already? And the guy's like, sorry.
It's only women.
Yeah.
Even the women, there's no, it's a very gender equal war. Everyone can fight.
It's only the children.
Exactly. No, I'm happy I got, I was hoping to come again, but we'll see. Maybe I'll go to Egypt. I'll go to your home country.
Wow. So
would you come?
To Egypt? The thing is, I'm going to a wedding on July 28th, and then me and Claire might go to... We're thinking of going to like Hungary or somewhere, or like Budapest or something like that, you know? But the thing, we always change our mind because we saw like a documentary and it was set in Budapest. I'm like, it's so beautiful. Then we see one in Istanbul. I'm like, that's so beautiful.
Oh, Turkey is gorgeous.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go to a country, I would say go to Turkey.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Really?
Highly recommended. Very safe.
I don't know if we want to go to like a beach
very
place
cheap
or a city
too.
Place.
It's very cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a beach? I think there's a... Yeah, there is. There are beaches in Turkey. Mm-hmm. And it's not expensive at all.
Yeah,
at all. Very... It's like as European as an Arabic country can
be. Yeah, it looks delicious.
Awesome.
It looks
food.
Amazing.
You can give your hair for hair transplant. Oh. They're going to... Like you land and they're like... everywhere you walk, people just throw their wigs on the floor.
They're like, God damn it.
This holy man with his holy hair, he does not need...
Holy hair.
Hey, holy hair, he does not need... he does not walk on land, he walks on hair. Throw roses. Everyone's like, please kiss my daughter.
Oh, I want to do 23andMe. I need to do it because I'm actually curious to see. I want to prove everybody right or wrong. I'm going to pull. You cannot deny the anymore where we're from.
I can
from.
Say the N-word, everybody.
No, not that.
You're going to do a 23andMe to say the N-word. Like, guys, look, I'm African. What's up?
That's funny.
What's the name of your rapper?
Dylan Ponders.
What's up, my N-word Dylan Palmers?
It's funny.
What's up, my G?
I learned about him from CBC Music Radio while driving, which is like the worst. Like, it's the most like lame. It's like... Coming up next is Dylan Ponders. And it's like, sup, mom. And they played uncensored because it's like
it's
educational or whatever. So that's great.
The way he uses the N-word truly reflects the way the society has brought down people of color over the century. This is Sean Majender.
Sean Majender, yeah.
From CBC. Thank you.
That's
what's up, mom? Guillaume listens to like the... the French version of the CBC.
Sajadi de.
No.
Radio Canada.
Radio Canada. And I'll get in his car. It's like, eh, mamboule, eh, oh. So, ceci était une chanson du groupe africain. Like, it's African music. Because they just bring music from all around the
world. That's cool. They got a great, like, setup here in Quebec for French people.
No, no, but also the CBC Music Radio. Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's pretty good.
Just, you know what? Hey, artists, here's some money. Yeah. Hopefully, our stand-up will one day make it there. That would
Do you
be
think
awesome.
On the radio or like?
Well, XM. I think we have a couple of friends who are making bank with.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. We need to do that.
Hopefully, SiriusXM stays around.
Like, money.
Really?
Like enough money where like you don't need to work that much as much. You could just do this and a couple of road gigs a month and. You can live like a pauper. Like, you don't eat steak every day, but you live...
Oh, I said... Okay.
A pauper is someone who's very poor.
Yeah,
you can live poorly just doing your art. So I'm like, maybe I should consider...
Yeah, just like...
Doing this.
Set up like a recording show.
Just, I don't know how to... After the recording, how to get...
Yeah,
it
how do you then to be like, take this...
Like Mr. XM?
Yeah, like, who do you give it
Mr.
to?
Mr. X, comma M. Here's
like,
my
now there's not, like, is there even people around anymore?
There's a big, huge gap. Someone who has money right now is gonna...
You have to, like, you know, like, back in the 70s, bands would, like, run to the radio station and then, like, take it over and then they put the record on and then, like, Rolling Stone is listening. They're like, this is the hottest new record and then, like, who's like one of the big record producers or whatever, like he's like, oh man, Sun Records is here, and then you diamond status.
Yeah, that now you just release a reel and you hope 10 people watch it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I remember a guy from Kiss was saying the rock is dead because back then, like, the companies would give you money so you quit your day job so you could just do.
Yeah.
Now they never give you like a big advance. Same thing with comedy.
Yeah, no, they don't give you
like the amount of work I put. I shouldn't have a day job.
No, dude.
I do 30 shows a month.
Most of them
are paid.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. It's
not enough.
That's wild.
So that's why we're coming to Ottawa, guys. Come to Ottawa. Come to Ottawa. Come to Ottawa. God dang it. We have like 20 something tickets sold, which is okay considering the fact.
Yeah, we still have time.
I messaged 250 people. I have a 10% return.
Yeah.
So all right, guys, we love you. Two shows you need to come. Friday, Club Atwater. Come on down. Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. Tickets are selling fast.
Yeah, that's going to sell out.
It's going to sell out. It's going to be a fun show. Come, guys. And then Saturday, Ottawa. Come on, boys and girls. Please. And everyone in between. Come to the show. Come to the show. Let's freaking sell out the place. It's going to be bananas. Yuck, yucks. Discount code, good night. We love you. Mwah. I love you, Eugene.